Jeremy, always love to start off our episodes with a question for you. Today's question is pretty simple, could be kind of controversial, but what's the longest putt that can realistically be called a gimme, in your opinion?
Realistically?
Yes.
It should probably be like a foot to a foot and a half, but
okay,
we see them a lot longer than that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of people say like inside the leather of the putter, or you know, I guess nobody really uses leather grips anymore.
Well,
but
that's a whole different conversation, the grip. By the way.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, I got a couple of leather grip putters, but yeah, it feels like there's a lot of sort of gray areas when it comes to gimmies, and so we're going to talk about that today. And in fact, we have titled this episode "Golf's Biggest Lie." That's good. This is Splitting Fairways. I'm Ryan.
I'm Jeremy.
And we're going to give you some real opinions from real golfers today on the topic of gimmies. So, first of all, just in your general group, who you play golf with the most, what do you have like an established sort of, you know, like rule,
you know,
or custom?
Gimmies are so subjective. I feel like every person looks at them differently. But for the most part, I'd probably say the length of the putter. And I hesitate to say inside the leather, like you mentioned earlier, because, you know, doesn't matter if it's a leather or rubber grip, but does that mean up to the grip, right? Inside the leather, or does it mean inside the leather, the full length of the putter? So I think in our group, most of it is like the length of the putter from the hole, basically.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I was trying to think about this a little bit ahead of time. I play a lot of solo golf, and you and I have talked about it before. I've really purposely tried to get out of the habit of giving myself gimmies.
Yeah.
Because that's really easy to do. But at my club this year, I'm playing a lot more with a lot more people and in some, you know, more competitive situations. And first thing that comes to mind is my league mm-hmm. partner, who is pretty conservative with his, you know, his gimme usage. He's made a lot of people mark a lot of putts this season, and you know, maybe it just matters like if like we make our putt, then he might tell them there's good, that, you know, that type of thing. But do you ever feel like how do you put this, like almost like pressured, or just kind of that social awkwardness of not giving somebody that 3-footer?
Oh yeah, you feel it all the time, especially in a match. You know, like I've seen guys like stand over the ball and they're looking at you like, are you going to give me this or what? You know, like, no, like if I'm not automatically giving you a putt. I mean, serve it. A lot of it depends on the situation, but I don't think it should be an automatic thing. Honestly, I think most of us should putt more out.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't disagree with that at all. And I think, it's a good way to lose matches, giving away putts.
Absolutely.
It just is. People generally suck at putting.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, terribly, especially when like there's a little bit of nerves or thought behind it. So it's kind of interesting. And we're going to talk about all the things that this can really impact. But I was trying to think of another kind of similar situation in other sports, but how many times have you ever heard of not actually completing the task, the overall goal of the game, as being okay? So like, it'd be like, you know, instead of strike 3, the umpire just says, nah, you got him, you know, he's out. You know, free throw, nah, he'll definitely make that one, you know, but you see it in golf all the time.
Only amongst your friends and amongst yourselves. We don't see it that way on TV. And it's pretty funny because, you know, everyone's always talking about what the guys are doing on TV and how it's different. Mm-hmm. But that we're already doing it when it comes to our home games and stuff like that, because we're not putting everything out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes you kind of wish that they'd be able to have gimmies on tour, just because, you know, like the 6 to 8 inch putt that like they would have to like get in the guy's line, and
then we got to watch Patrick Cantlay shuffle his feet 30 times.
Yeah, that's tough, man. But still, though, it is kind of an interesting thing to think about. Like, I don't know of any other task or sport or hobby that really takes so much or puts so much effort into, like, not actually doing what it is you're out there to do, like giving a gimme. So
yeah, I can't either.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah, never really thought about it that way, but I can't either.
Yeah, and I gotta tell you, the more that I've begun to put everything out, like in my own rounds, obviously I'm gonna take a gimme in league and match play, because you know you'd be a fool not to, right? But the more that I do it, the more I really, really love the sound of the ball hitting the bottom of the cup. It's part of the fun of golf. It's like hitting a good shot, you know, that wonderful kind of reward you get, you know?
Sometimes you just have to hear that sound to feel good about yourself even too, really? You know?
Yeah.
But on the other side, like you said, in league, in a match, like if someone says that's good, okay, I'm picking it up. Like, you'd be a fool not to. Like, why are you going to putt it? Why are you going to putt it if someone just gave it to you?
So I'm in a match with Josh, our boss, Josh, and gosh, it was early, maybe third hole, and I don't know, I had like a 3.5 footer, and he said, are these good today? And I said, yep. And he said, okay. And then, but we had an understanding, right? So when it came time for him to, you know, like have a 3.5 footer or whatever, then fine, you know, that was a negotiation that we made, and you know, I think it worked out fine. So I would say you're probably more of the opinion that we really should be putting everything out. I actually also think that putting it out is probably the preferable way, but you and I both probably play half of our rounds, if not more, where gimmies are involved. So one of the biggest reasons that we hear is pace of play.
Yeah.
So let's talk about pace of play anymore, or just for a little bit here. Do you think, first of all, that gimmies make, you know, a genuine impact on pace of play?
A genuine impact? I mean, yes, I guess it just depends, right? Like, you know what I see a lot too is like, oh, what are you putting for? Oh, that's a 7. Yeah, just go ahead and pick it up. Like, people don't want people to have high numbers.
Yes.
Right? Like, I'm not sure why that is, because it affects your handicap. I guess if you're not keeping a handicap, you don't care. And a lot of league people probably don't, other than a league handicap, you know what I mean? But they're not playing in tournaments or anything where they have to worry about that. But I see that a lot, and I think that is definitely a pace of play thing. Like, hey, we don't need you to put the ball 3 times for 7, 8, 9, you know what I mean?
Especially if you're going to mark it like in between every putt.
Or if we know you're going to take, you know, 2 minutes to hit the ball from 4 feet, then maybe we'll just like, all right, get it out of here. You know, I don't know. I don't think it makes that big of an impact, but I guess it's situational.
Yeah. Yeah. I think over the course of the round, I think when you start to talk about 4 guys and everybody's kind of playing musical chairs with their marks and, you know, all that, but of course you could just putt out and get it over with too. But
Like, I'm fine with the, you know, like I have to putt a 3-putter and I miss it, it goes by the hole, you know, 8 to 12 inches. Like, that's a gimme. Like, pick that up, scoop it, walk away, you know. But really, these 3-footers, we should really be putting them, I think.
A 3-footer,
and I'm probably guilty of missing more than anybody anyways, you know? And I'm here, I am saying that it's going to raise my score, but we really should be.
This is fun. This is a good point. As we talk about missing the 3-footer, right? For those of you guys that are not listeners or not followers of the THP forum, it's a place where we all talk golf on a daily basis. And we have a lot of events, that have a lot of competitions in them. And there is always big time controversy if somebody happens to lose a match or a hole by missing like a 2 or 3 footer. Like, and it's the controversy is typically that the person who didn't give the putt is like a bad guy.
Yeah. Like, you're a jerk. You didn't give me that putt. Like, well, guess what? It was to win the match. you're going to putt it. I don't care if it's 12 inch. I don't care if it is 12 inches. If it's to win the match, you're going to putt it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other part of gimmies that is tough, right, is some people will give it to you or not give it to you depending on if it's a downhill putt, a side hill lie. Like if you deem that yourself to be a tough putt, you're probably not going to give it to somebody else because you think you would probably miss it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like a little sliding downhill, that's 2 feet away. That's still not that easy of a putt to make.
Especially in some of these greens that are running quick. And if you go by the hole and it, see ya, you know, that's unfortunate, but yeah.
So if you're routinely taking gimmies, right? Just this is a part of your normal round with your friends, and we're not talking about match play, just your Sunday, Saturday group, like you guys don't putt out. How legitimate is that handicap?
That's a great question. But again, I think that goes back to, are you playing tournaments outside of your league or whatever? Is it legitimate? No, not technically by the rules of golf because we're just taking putts, but
You're really hurting yourself more than anything in my mind by taking a bunch of putts. You know, I mean, sure, it'd be awesome if I just never three putt.
Well, that goes back. That goes back to guys not wanting to post big numbers, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to say I shot 39 instead of shooting 41. You know, did I take two putts? Yeah, I did. But 39 sounds way better than 41, doesn't it?
I'm taking the 41. but you know, like perfect example at our club. This isn't even like formal competitions, but on Saturday and Sunday mornings, there's 40, 50 guys that play in money games, and it's all around handicaps, and they all pay 20 to 40 bucks to get in.
Yep.
And I mean, yeah, you're not making a paycheck by coming home in the money, but it's legitimate money. And
are there gimmies in that game?
No, that's just regular old stroke play. I mean, I'm sure like I've seen, you know, just like you were talking about, like just a little comebacker at 8-12 inches, something like that. But
yeah.
But no, you get used to just putting them out.
Nice.
So let's talk about the influence of pressure when it comes to making these short putts, because the concept of a gimme, right, black and white, is just that these putts should not be missed, right? I mean, is that a reasonable thing to say? Or maybe not every scenario where, like, the guy, you just want him to stop because he's, you know, embarrassing himself. But generally speaking, right, you're saying you are going to make that putt.
Right.
But
yes.
Tell me about a time. Can you think of a time where you dropped the ball and missed a big putt, like when the pressure actually was there?
Absolutely. And I think the pressure plays obviously a huge role there. But yeah, I can remember one specifically that pops to the front of my mind the minute you said that, right? It was quite a while ago. It was back in 2019, but it was a match at Hague Point. We were playing an event with Cobra Golf, and I had a 2.5 footer to win a match. And it was a little bit of a downhill slider, like you mentioned before. And I pushed it right off the face and missed the putt, and we had to go to 9. Like, you know, like that sucked. It's not gonna lie, that sucked.
I feel like that sucks for everybody too, because nobody even wants to see that, you know.
No, but you know what? If we made ourselves putt more of those when we played, it probably wouldn't feel like such a big moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man. Like, maybe. I think like it would be less of a, you know, less of a situation, or, you know, kind of like stressful moment, but there's just something about that little range, like, you know, 3 to 4 feet.
Yeah. You'd almost rather have like a 6 footer than a 2.5, 3 footer, you know, because the pressure is there if you miss it.
Yeah. And there's not like as much embarrassment missing a 6 footer, you know? So here's a question on those kind of knee knockers. What I notice is, if I just walk up to those and just like literally, you know, sort of just pop it in, don't even like set up or anything.
Yeah.
I bet you I make probably out of 10, I probably make two more out of every 10 putts just doing that. But I still always, you know, will end up lining it up most of the time.
Or how many times you just walk up to a putt and just hit it with one hand and it goes right in, you know? But if you could do your routine and you set up to it, you might miss it.
It's
one of those things.
You start to get all tight and I think your body moves weird. You could also do it. Another one of our coworkers, his name's Dean, does, he just puts out with a wedge when things are not going super well. So, definitely, you know, we were going to talk about different situations. So let's call this a 2 foot putt. Okay.
Okay.
On all these situations. And I'm just going to give you, some different scenarios. So 2 footer uphill, gimme or no?
That should be a gimme.
Okay. Downhill, straight downhill.
to me, I'd say no. Like, I hate downhill putts, especially short ones, like you said, because you don't have a lot of margin for error there.
Yeah. And sometimes that real light tap, like putting stroke, can get a little yippy too. Yep. Side hill, I think I already know what you're going to say. You're definitely going to say to putt that side hill one, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Casual round stroke play with your buddies.
There's a lot more leniency there for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Match play, obviously. I mean, match play's always going to be accepted. And the league really is the same way, right?
Yeah, for sure.
In general. And how about you and just some random guy playing a handicap round together? Are you giving 2 footers?
I mean, if we're randomly paired up together, he can do whatever he wants. I don't care. We're probably not. Yeah. Like, if he walks up and he rakes a 4 foot putt, like, whatever, dude, do your thing. Like you said earlier, like, he's only hurting himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's do some myths versus facts here. So gimmies don't affect handicaps. That's the myth. But if we think about this, I mean, and we weren't really 100% sure on this, but if you think about it, say you take 3 to 4 around. That's 3 to 4 strokes, right? Say you got a 50% make rate on 3 footers, you know?
How much is that really going to affect your handicap? I mean, I guess probably not that much.
Yeah, I guess you're probably right.
But I don't know. I don't know how they do the math. Math is hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is, especially now. Everybody does it. Let's see. So that's a myth that everybody does it. I'm trying to think of anybody that I've played with that doesn't. Probably just some grumpy old guy, right?
Yeah. Or the guys on TV.
So if everybody's taking gimmies, then maybe the whole handicap thing is a moot point.
Maybe it is. Yeah, here's a question. The pros, they play games at home. Do you think they have gimmies when they do that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because you see it on...
Because they're more likely to make it than we are, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, they have almost 100% make rate in at 3 feet, I think.
Yeah.
Something like, it's like 90-something percent. But yeah, if... you know,
I do not.
Seem like you do not. I was really proud of myself, like, when I actually started making those, like, more than, like, 25, 30% of the time. But if you watch, like, YouTube golf... the pros there, they'll definitely give putts. So, would you post a score with gimmies? I will post a score. I mean, I do.
Everybody.
Obviously.
Yeah, everybody does it.
There's a league.
Yep.
Do you finish every putt when money is on the line, or do you make people finish every putt when money is on the line?
I think you do. I mean, we have a rule, like, again, it depends, but most of the games I play in, if it's 12 inches, if it's for birdie or better, like, you have to putt it. If it's for a par, if it's for a par, whatever. For in a money game, I'm referring to. Yeah.
Honestly, from what I've seen, most people want to putt their birdie putts anyway, you know, just because they feel they'd feel a little bit unsatisfied or cheap not doing it. I was thinking about that. But, you know, the reality is, though, no, like, for when money is on the line. So I was in a match play, like, we have like a season long match play competition at my club. And, you know, it's just a bracket and whatever. And now I was playing a kid, and I mean, he had me, you know, he had me putting like 18 inches, you know, for real. Obviously, to win the match, you know, I had no problem doing that. And really, I didn't have a problem doing it anyway. I just assume people are going to make me putt it until they tell me no, because then you can't get disappointed, right?
Right.
Anyway, but I did, you know, like I definitely gave him putts that, you know, were kind of middling.
Just questionable. I think we all come across those. Or like, should I? I mean, I can tell you a lot of times, even in my league play, I'm standing there and I'm like, look at my partner, like, should we give him that? Like, it's like right on the border. Like, what do you think? And I'm like,
I just walk away. Just pretend like I'm oblivious to the situation in the hopes that they're not like offended by it. Can you think of any, like, the longest putt you've ever seen somebody get, you know, that was given to them, wasn't just get off the green type of putt?
It probably like a 4.5-5 footer I've seen given before, but most of the longer ones are, let's get out of here. Like, that's for a 7. Like, let's go, you know? Yeah.
Let's have this hole and just get it off, get it over with.
Well, no, not if we're having the hole. No, that's not going to work.
Is there anything?
Not getting a 6-footer to have the hole. Sorry.
Is there anything more embarrassing than begging for a gimme?
That's pretty embarrassing. Like, I mean, come on.
Oh no.
You can't do that. You can't be like, give me this.
Come on. Like, come on. Okay. Let's do a little lightning round here. Maybe just a couple things here. First thing that comes to mind. Finish this sentence. A gimme is blank.
2 foot.
2 foot. Okay. Shortest putt you've ever missed.
2 foot.
2 foot. I almost missed like a 1-footer today, just doing the old, you know, like kind of tap in part. And I mean, it still went in, but who gets to decide? Who let's say you got a group of four, who decides? Is this consensus, or once one guy says it, it's decided?
If it's not a team game, once one guy says it, it's good.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
Yep, yep. Okay, so I don't know that we disagreed at all on this topic. I hope that it gets people thinking a little bit. If you had like one wish, would it be fair to say that just everybody put it out all the time, minus maybe match play scenarios?
I mean, yes, I do think so. But if it's going to add, you know, 20 minutes to the round, like, maybe not. Maybe that's not what we should be doing. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I think if I was going to pick one, you know, like hardline stance, that would be it. I would say, yeah, put everything out. And now, of course, what we're going to play later this week. And I'm going to be begging for gimmies, right? I won't. I promise.
You're gonna be standing over the putt, looking up at me, like, really, dude?
Yeah, you just sort of like walk slow, like you're digging in your pocket for the mark, you know, and like, oh, I can't find it. Where is that? You know, you're kind of looking up a little bit.
Yep.
Slow play. Oh, my knees hurt today. You know. Man. Yeah. All right. Well, please give us your comments. We've got a thread up on the THP forum to discuss this. Hopefully, we can get some of you angry and or at least passionate about this subject, and we can have a good discussion about it. So anyway, for Ryan and for
Jeremy,
this is Splitting Fairways, and we will catch you next time.